You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Giving up our very own stimulus package to the folks of Kansas City. Keep listening for your chance to get qualified for $1,000 on Friday.
Ooh. Look at you. You saying Friday now.
Living in a time of corona, Mayor Quentin Lucas will be on the show in the 7 o'clock hour, of course. By now, everyone knows that a stay-at-home order has been established for the Kansas City area.
And it's much needed.
The core four, including Johnson County, KCK, and of course Kansas City, all band together to bend the curve down. We've been having numbers double every day. Whew. Right now, 38 new cases in Missouri, including 5 new cases tied to a St. Louis preschool, making a total of 144 cases in Missouri alone.
Preschool?
On Kansas, 67 patients are being treated for coronavirus right now. Nationally, over 32,000 cases and 409 deaths.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, man. This is important. We've got to trust our officials, elected officials, and stay at home, please.
When we look at Italy and how their response was similar to ours, they didn't move when they should have moved, and now they have just been totally inundated. I watched a video yesterday where a woman was saying the issue is not necessarily getting the disease, it's the fact that it's an upper respiratory situation, so there are going to be a lot of people who need ventilators. And there are only like 72,000 ventilators in this country, period, right now. So what she was saying was that with millions and millions of people, we've got over 300 million Americans, and if, you know, 60 million of us get this sickness and a certain percentage of them will have the other issues that we're talking about, the pre-existing conditions, the older folks, and they'll need ventilators and they won't be there, and that's how people will die.
It's like in a hospital, they like got to pick and choose who gets these
things.
That's
exactly what she said. Yeah. And she says who wants their doctor to say you deserve a ventilator above someone else.
Yeah.
So it's way deeper than what a lot of us are thinking about being inconvenienced. We're not medically ready to handle these cases, period.
Right.
So it's so important that you self-quarantine this weekend. You know, and I am a introvert and people don't believe me, but really I am. Mm-hmm. And just being home alone over the weekend,
it was peaceful, wasn't it?
Well, it started out peaceful, and then after a while, it wasn't, because I'm not close to my own family.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
So that, for me, was a lot. You know, my mother is getting up there in age, mm-hmm. and she retired a couple years ago, but she's been working with DFACs, taking kids to see their parents that they don't live with, like maybe the state took them away. And so she has a bunch of different people in and out of her own personal vehicle. And it's just weighing heavily on me right now, Brian.
I can understand that.
To know that I'm not there with her.
It's tough because you're so far away. And that's what I did. I spent the weekend with my mom and my brother. We was cleaning up her house. So I definitely feel you on that. It's tough.
If something go bad, I'm telling you, I'm jumping in the
water.
You
gotta go. Nah, you gotta go. You gotta do what you gotta do.
I'll be there before the sunset, Ma, period.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity gossip. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, look for highs in the lower 60s. Right now, you're cloudy at 41, at least some in Shade was probably.
A whole host of celebrities have also admitted to having coronavirus over the weekend. Harvey Weinstein, who of course is in prison for so many counts of sexual misconduct, it is reported that he has tested positive for coronavirus.
Chickens have come home to roost.
Hollywood reacts as Andy Cohen, host of Watch What Happens Live and one of the executives over there at Bravo, he has tested positive for coronavirus.
No, that's bad. He don't deserve that.
He told his fans on Friday, quote, after a few days of self-quarantine and not feeling great, I have tested positive for coronavirus. As much as I felt like I could push through whatever I was feeling to do, Watch What Happens Live from home, we're putting a pin in that for now so I can focus on getting better.
Get better, Andy.
For real, though. Idris Elba's wife, Sabrina, is now testing positive for coronavirus. At first, when he made the video proclaiming that he had it, she was not afflicted with it, but she's been right in there with him, so it was only a matter of time.
Yeah, it's only natural, which means we gotta pay attention and learn from it, y'all.
She told Oprah Winfrey on Apple TV's Oprah Talks, quote, "We didn't change the way we interacted. I could have made a decision to put myself maybe in a separate room or stay away, and I'm sure that people are making those decisions that are tough decisions to make, but I made the decision to be with him and still touch him." I get it, girl. It's Idris. I get it. I'm looking at, okay, I ain't really that sick.
I ain't got
no diabetes. I ain't got no high blood pressure. I'm under the age of, okay.
But now what? Now look at you. Now what?
That would have been the decisions that I had to make. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes you just got to catch a cold.
And I hear she's got that nasty women's disease.
I was just joking. Of course, we need to self-quarantine ourselves, even if your man is fine.
I be having that problem too, you know.
What you mean?
You know, I be trying to self-quarantine, and then, you know.
The ladies be knocking your door down? Is that what you're saying? The ladies?
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
The young ladies, Mercedes?
Not at all. Ladies.
Yeah. Oh my God. Crazy. Stop it. You know, that's why I go to rap.
Yeah, it is.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103. Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Because I'm a healthcare worker and we still got to go in and get the same pay. That ain't right.
Well, we need you on the forefront right now. You are very important.
And I understand that. But the government need to give us a little bit more pay. We risking our lives.
Well, we ain't getting no more pay either, sister. We got to come in here, too.
But y'all working by yourself.
I don't know what Brian got.
I don't know what you got. Now what? Look at that. Look at you. See how she turned on me so quick? Look at
I'm
that.
Just keeping it real,
yeah,
sis.
All right. Yeah,
I'm just keeping it real. When we leave here on Fridays, I don't know what he be doing.
You doing something with your mouth.
Yeah, but we're dealing with thousands of people.
Yeah. That's true. Well, thank God for you and your decision to be a healthcare
Seriously.
Worker. We thank you, girl.
Yes, thank you.
On my way to work now. Yeah,
thank right. you, sister. We love you and we bless you.
Have a good one.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Woke up this morning, checked my Twitter account. Saw a very funny post from 3rd District Councilwoman Melissa Robinson.
What was that?
She said, "These kids are going to be so mad. I'm about to make them dress in their uniforms for homeschool. Wake up and get ready to learn."
Damn! Wow. I would be so furious at my mama if she did that to me.
So I said, "What in the world?" to her. And then she responded with, "Yes, spring break is over. No relaxing. Sit up straight and get this lesson."
Exactly.
Wow. Do you think many parents are ready to begin instruction today?
Absolutely not. Y'all gonna see exactly what these teachers go through when they off, you know, in school and everything.
There are many organizations and resources that have been put in place to meet the gap, because it's clearly going to be a gap in between, you know, folks that are trained and have learned techniques to get the children to pay attention and to retain that information, mm-hmm. versus a parent who, you know, is not as trained in some cases.
I think these are times to learn other skills. Like, I know in a lot of schools, they took home ec out. You do home ec at home, right?
Yeah, they need that too.
All but right.
I don't want that math grade to go down.
Well,
I don't
no,
want that reading
not.
Grade to go down either.
Which leads me to my next one, all right? So, you want to learn about the 1-2-3s? Well, come on and help me pay these bills real quick. Just teach them life skills, you know, learning how to budget, learning how to cook and clean properly. This could be opportunity for that.
Indeed. But make sure that you're actually learning what you need to learn to be able to make sure that the kids don't have a gap, because we don't want them to be left back or not ready for the next grade.
Not at all.
Sensational.
We're going to be talking with Kansas City's Mayor Quentin Lucas. Of course, over the weekend, a stay-at-home order was put in place, which is asking folks to stay in their homes for the next 30 days.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
$1 trillion stimulus package, which promised to give financial help to Americans, failed to pass a vote in the Senate last night.
Oh, man.
So much on the hearts and minds of Americans, Kansas Cityans, too.
Yeah.
Mayor Quentin Lucas is on the line with us this morning. You're our city's leader. What do you tell parents, students, business owners who may be waking up this morning with a heavy heart?
You know, we are in it together. I understand the pain, the challenge right now that a lot of small business folks are going through. People trying to get married, people trying to live life, kids trying to get educated. But this is important for us to try to fight the virus spread right now. I was just looking at the news. There are thousands of cases in New York State right now. There have been more than 100 deaths. We're trying to avoid that sort of thing coming to Kansas City, and this is the way we have to do it now. So right now, we are trying to save lives. And don't worry, we know the challenge, the struggles that people are going through right now. We're going to be there for you on the other side.
Do you foresee in the immediate future any available testing?
You know, we need more. I had a conversation with the governor of Missouri last night and said, you know, one of the challenges is that a lot of people don't even know what's going on, because if they're feeling ill, they don't know where they can go, particularly people either without health insurance or those who don't have a relationship with a primary care physician. I don't have one, actually, oddly enough. And so this is the sort of thing where we need to make sure we make remote testing available, mobile testing available, and make sure we're getting word out to everybody, not just a few, not just somebody in a suburb. It's got to be something that's getting to everybody throughout Kansas City.
So let's talk about the stay-at-home order. Now, it doesn't ban folks from leaving their homes, but people are being urged to stay 6 feet away from others and to only do essential activities. Can you talk a little bit more about what is deemed essential and what is non-essential?
You know, I always say it this way, which is, if you have to ask if what you're doing is essential, then it's probably not, right? And so the way I see it, you know, look, you know who you are. If you're a nurse who's going to work the emergency room late night shift, if you are a police officer who's doing a different shift, if you're somebody who makes sure that our infrastructure keeps moving each day, that's essential. If you're like me, if you are an attorney who does like business cases, you're not. And it's that sort of break, essential versus non-essential. Importantly, it doesn't mean valuable versus invaluable. Everybody's job is valuable. Trust me, I know that because y'all need to survive. But instead, what it is about who is necessary to keep people alive, to keep our city moving, our country moving, and those who can do their job either from home or, unfortunately, if we can get by for a few weeks without it. And I know that's a lot of different people. Every time we make these decisions, it's with a heavy heart. But we know it's to save lives and to make sure we're not doing something like spreading coronavirus in the barbershop.
Will there be any criminal consequences? Like, what if, you know, people get caught out there? What's going to happen?
You know, I'm not, you know, we're not trying to be big brother. We're not trying to do something to kind of scare everybody. But here are the consequences, mainly for businesses. If you are a business that's non-essential and you're making people still come in, if you're still making folks work, we can both fine you and will. And we're looking to suspend people's business operations. That's something we can do in the city. If you're an individual who's not following, it's the same thing. You're subject to fines. Eventually, if you don't pay these fines, and at some point this crisis will be over, you could be subject to incarceration. So, I mean, here's the thing. We're trying not to be heavy-handed. Nobody wants to be like that. This is like an ordinance violation. An ordinance violation is a thing that happens if you speed as well. And so we have that same set of penalties in this situation. I just hope folks follow, folks do their social isolation and social distancing, rather, not isolation. And we can get out of this well on the other side.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the lower 60s. A little drizzle in 41 right now in Blue Springs. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aries friends. Jason Kidd, NBA All Star. And former member?
Yes, former.
Of the Knicks?
Mm-hmm.
47. I thought he played for the Nets, though.
He played for a lot of teams. Nets, Mavericks, Knicks, Suns.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball player Kyrie Irving is 28.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Will Made It, producer, is 31 today.
I'm in the club with some shades. Hey.
Actress. Aisha Curry, wife of Steph Curry, is 31. I've seen her whole stuff, but I've never seen her acting anything.
Me neither.
But it says Whitaker Bay. I never heard of that.
Okay.
And
Come on. Give it to me.
Songwriter, former member of Rufus. The Queen.
I love Shaka Khan. She's so fine. Hey, ain't nobody. Hey.
She's 67 today.
Looking good. Happy birthday, everybody born on March 23rd.
It's been confirmed Drake does not have coronavirus.
Good for him.
The rapper did an Instagram live session with his daddy, and he said, I had to take a test yesterday. Yes, I had to do the test, but it came back negative.
So I had to do a test the other day, huh?
Oh, you got it.
What, corona? Yeah, I had to do a test, but it came back negative, though. That test is uncomfortable, though. They put that Q-tip all the way in inside your thoughts.
I'm glad he don't have it, man.
For real, though. In response to the quarantine that's been increasing across the country, DJ D-Nice did a homeschooling social distancing dance party.
We have Michelle Obama here right now. Forever Floatus, we love you. Charles King, what's up? Forever Floatus, you are partying with us right now. I love it. Let's go.
Hey.
We love you, Stephanie Mills. Happy birthday.
Wow. He had Stephanie Mills. He had Michelle Obama.
Janet Jackson, Ellen DeGeneres, Queen Latifah, Quincy Jones, Stevie Wonder, Dave Chappelle, LL Cool J, John Legend, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris,
Elizabeth
Joe
Warren's
Biden.
In
there? Oh. Everybody was in there.
Wow.
Yeah, and you don't stop. Yo, my name is D-Nice.
Hey! Hey! You don't know how I did it. He used to be so fine when I was like a young shorty, when I was just first starting to like boys. I was like, ow, D-Nice.
D-Nice, he even inspired me to do my own.
Oh, yes, you did, and so I was in there with you rocking.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I was, thank you, D-Nice. For real, I didn't even know he was a DJ. I had no clue.
What?
I had no clue.
He's been doing a lot of things, DJing, photography, since, you know, you got to have something else after the rap career is over.
Absolutely.
If you get blessed with a chance to do it,
my man's
you better be thinking about something else.
My man's was DJing for 9 hours. Do y'all understand? That's a lot of music, A. B, that is just an insane amount of time to DJ, so shout
this
to
is going to begin the homeschooling tour. He'll be able to go all over the country, throwing parties, and people will come and rock with him for hours, and he'll be able to play obscure songs like this.
Yep.
That's the hard part for a lot of DJs. People want to hear, you know, what they want to hear, which a lot of times is the current music.
Mm-hmm. The most popular stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He
definitely showed his tail, though, this past weekend.
Shouts out to Anthony Hamilton. He did a free concert Sunday on his Instagram. I watched it over.
Did you like it?
70,000 people watched it, too. Yeah, I did.
But
you sounded
singing,
really good.
You singing Charlene, too?
I fell asleep on the part about Charlene. I did. That was towards the end. And I was waking up right after he was on the last strain. Come on.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
On the line with Mayor Quentin Lucas. And Mayor, if this virus doubles or doesn't go down in the next few weeks under this quarantine, do you foresee that this stay-at-home quarantine lasting even longer than what we're going to have?
They could. I mean, I've got a problem with the fact that there are still some things that aren't happening. We don't have enough testing to even know how much it's spread in our community. We don't still have a cure for this. We don't know a real treatment regimen for it, other than to treat it like the flu and hope it works out, which is not working out for a lot of people, particularly our older citizens. So right now, containment is our solution. It is the cure that we're using, even though it is not one. And so if this does not work for a few weeks, we may have to even ramp up our measures even further, and we will continue to work with state, federal, local guidance. Largely, this has been local along the way, and we're going to try to do whatever we can to keep people healthy and save lives.
We've been talking with Mayor Quentin Lucas about the coronavirus in Kansas City, the stay-at-home order. Is there enough personal protection equipment and ventilators in Kansas City to be able to address the illnesses here?
No. I mean, that's the problem. Right now, we've got, and actually there was a state representative from Grandview who is in the hospital right now, 79-year-old man, Joe Runyon, and we're praying for him. But he's shown some pictures, and it shows that it is a very intensive operation procedure, right? You need ventilators, right? Your medical staff needs that sort of thing, and protective equipment. More of that is needed every day. We need more of it in Missouri and Kansas. And so we are trying to get our hands on more supplies. I will say this, you know, for those of y'all who are hoarding up on surgical gloves and masks like it's doomsday or the purge is coming, please stop. If you are not a medical professional, if you're not a first responder, you don't need it. And so let's make sure that we actually have that stuff for them right now. But no, we need to get a lot more of it and a lot more of it quickly.
There have been some folks who have been calling Governor Parson to task about his reaction and lauding you for your proactiveness when it comes to making a decision here. Have you received a lot of resources and help from the state of Missouri in this effort?
You know, I'm learning to be a good person, right? So, look, the governor personally has been kind to me, but look, we need a lot more resources. What has been a problem of this cycle, this phase, is that you see how much those levels matter. And I say this honestly, I'm one of those people who every day since I've been running for office is like, I ain't worried about Donald Trump, right? He don't affect my life. He says craziness. He's in Washington. I'm not worried about it. Times like this, the White House matters. Times like this, the National Centers for Disease Control matters. Times like this, your state resources matter. Because we can do a lot as a city. We sure can, but there's stuff we can't do. You know, I don't have the money to help bail out a lot of our small business owners that are going to be in trouble. I don't have the resources to make it so we can have a statewide stay-at-home order so that we're not having somebody who's spreading this illness from Lexington, Missouri, or somewhere else. I don't have that power to call in the National Guard when we need the resources to help build and retrofit a hospital facility so we have something for those who are quarantined and homeless. That's the sort of work we need from our state and federal partners. And that's the sort of thing you're seeing people like Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, taking the president to task on. So we need even more of that each day. I'm doing everything I can in Kansas City to keep people safe. And we're going to do that till the end of time. But we need to make sure that we're calling on those state and federal resources to help and assist hardworking people every day here back home.
I have some concerns about domestic violence and child abuse, yeah, with folks having to be forced into close quarters with their abusers. Is there anything in place municipally that we can direct folks if they're concerned with that sort of thing?
You know, there are. And I would say right now we have a number of shelters that I think, frankly, are on high alert with what's going on. The tragedy is we never have enough room, and now is probably a time that will be similar. But if you have that sort of trouble, if you need to call on certain resources, call our 311 Action Center in Kansas City, and we will connect you to those types of resources. Same thing with people that may be having mental health issues. Know that even if it feels like you are alone or if you're in a situation that is tough for you, there's somebody to talk to, and we will move heaven and earth to make sure that we can find the resources to get you through this moment. I know this is not an easy time for people. As somebody who is outside almost all the time, I know this is tough just for me, and I can't imagine if I was living with an abuser or living in a situation that was in some way unstable or unhealthy. And so therefore, know that you have resources to reach out to.
Mayor Lucas on the line with us talking about the updates for coronavirus here in Kansas City. Now, Missouri small businesses can apply for a disaster loan through the Small Business Administration right now. Are there anything that local businesses can look to the city for? Any resources there?
We're looking to create a fund. This would be in collaboration with a number of nonprofits in the city. And so right now, we are really working with them to help find resources for us. The city budget only goes so far. In the next few days, we'll have more to announce there. But in the meantime, if you're somebody who needs support, you can contact United Way. And if you're somebody who can give more support, I encourage you to contact any of your local charities, Red Cross, United Way, etc., and do whatever it is you can to help out. The other thing is, I know a lot of churches are being helpful, and I commend them for that. So for those of y'all who are godly folks, give your tithe and all of that, and make sure you're still supporting those who support others.
Definitely. I saw you online yesterday watching your church service online. You had to get you a little restoration.
You know, it's different, and I can't be late, so that's even better. Nobody looking at you when you walk in, look all late. So, good.
I imagine you still in a suit at home like you were at church.
You know, that's kind of my out. That's my thing right now.
So. Mayor Lucas, always staying on top of things. We appreciate your diligent work and everything that you're doing for the city. We thank you for that.
Outstanding to be with you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
About 80 million Americans will be affected by the COVID-19 lockdowns that have been put in place across the country. Some folks saying that this could last as long as June, if not longer.
2.5 months away.
It's the biggest adjustment that Americans will have to make in daily life since World War II, as the whole country had to change its movements. And that's what we're having to do now. Been hearing some folks asking questions about whether or not we need to disinfect our food once we bring it home from the grocery store.
That's a good question.
Dr. Tamika Sims with the International Food Information Council says that you could potentially virus transfer if someone sneezed directly on your produce and then you ate it right after that. But she says the chances of this occurring are slim.
Okay.
And she's also asking folks not to use bleach or detergent on anything that you plan to eat, because that's what people have been doing.
How do we clean it then? Like,
so
I mean,
just
I know
use some warm water and just clean it thoroughly with warm water. Don't put bleach on it.
Yeah.
And after, you know, you sit and let it dry, it'll be fine. Just don't, you know, don't watch somebody sneeze on your apples and then you go eat it right away. Don't do that.
That's why you got to dig deep into the fruit bins.
Just wash everything. You know, you're noted for not washing things.
That's not true.
Okay. I'm talking about your fruit. I say nothing. Those grapes I gave you the other day, did you wash them before you ate them?
Sure didn't.
You didn't.
Because when you said that I immediately went to the linen thing.
Oh, you thought I was saying you don't wash your ass? That's what you thought?
Oh, my God. Mama Shay in the building. Okay. No, the sheets.
We were talking about fruit in the whole produce. That's what we were talking about. That's what I was referring to. I watched you eat grapes.
But no, I don't wash my fruit because, you know, God gave me this. So he know what's good for me. I'm good.
In the time of Corona, okay. Brian, just say, okay, I'll wash my food.
No, I want to be defiant. Now. But no, in all seriousness, though, I will take note of that and wash with warm water.
It appears that U.S. has the third highest number of COVID-19 cases, falling behind Italy and China. Whew. As the morning progressed, the number of cases in Spain surpassed the U.S., rising sharply from 25,000 cases to over 28,000 in a mere number of hours. I saw a video of people laying on the floors inside of hospitals because they did not have beds to put these people. They had literally white towels that they had just put on the floor, and these people were laying on top of it.
Yeah, we are in dire circumstances right now. Whether you know it or not, a lot of these hospitals are overcrowded right now. We have to take this thing more serious. I saw people still on the beach down in Florida somewhere. I just don't think people are taking it serious enough.
This is why the stay-in-home order was put in place by our mayor and the leadership around this city. They decided that in order to bend that curve of the infection rate, we've got to stay in the house. And I know it's hard. Understand it totally. You know, there's depression that comes from people being isolated to themselves.
Yeah.
There are a whole bunch of different issues, like we asked the mayor about, as far as domestic violence. There's a lot of issues that come from just sitting in the house.
Yeah.
You know, and we want to be sensitive to that, but we've got to decrease the number of infections by staying away from each other. So the order will go in place tonight at midnight. So whatever you got to get done today that's non-essential, this is the day to do it.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, look for highs in the lower 60s. You got a little rain at 42 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
I spent an abnormally large amount of time watching TV over this weekend. Thank you once again for paying the Netflix bill.
You're welcome.
I got a chance to watch Self-Made. That's the story about Madam C.J. Walker.
I saw people talking about that.
It's a couple episodes. I thought it was just one movie. No, it was like four episodes.
Okay.
Watched all of them.
All right.
Enjoyed it. Got a chance to watch this show called Love.com.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, we should make a movie. I think we could make a movie.
About what?
If this movie got put out.
Oh, you trying to diss it?
No, okay. No. I'm not dissing it.
No.
If they got theirs off, we can get ours off. I'm just saying.
Well, I am a thespian, so.
You a what?
Thespian.
Then I watched this thing called Spencer Confidential with Mark Wahlberg. Enjoyed it.
Okay.
Got my Hulu game on. I've been trying to give you the Hulu password. Because that's what I pay for.
I ain't even got enough time to watch Netflix, so.
Oh, you don't want it? Okay.
It's, I appreciate it, though.
One thing I didn't see was The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there was some explosive scenes that happened on yesterday. NeNe Leakes cussed everybody out, including the producer, child.
Uh-oh.
All you do is talk. Don't do nothing.
We don't want, nobody's going to do anything.
Nobody cares about you.
You get your
away. Bye. Bye.
Stupid. Stick this up your dress.
Bye. Y'all two are blowing the whole move.
All you do is talk
bully. Okay, now calm down.
What are you doing? Who tries to spit on someone?
I'm spitting your mother face.
This is gutter behavior. Pure gutter behavior.
You had to know NeNe. Like, she could not put her hands on her. Like,
what the hell is going on? Like, the NeNe I know is not seriously throwing popcorn at this girl and acting like she's going to spit on
her. Wow.
When now, they slow down.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. But let me say this, though. I know this is a form of entertainment, but these ladies are like, what?
50. 50s. Right. She 52.
And I know when you're doing a reality show, Sometimes it doesn't click on that these cameras are watching you. I just want our people to be a little more mindful of how we are portrayed. That ain't a good look. I know it's entertaining and it's TV or whatever. We just got to think about who's watching that. You know what I'm saying? What, you know, there are several young ladies who are influenced. And I don't know, I feel some type of way about that.
We're making winners sound good.
Thing I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Yvonne.
Hey, Yvonne. If she can't sing, Brian, I know she can make some collard greens good.
That's for sure. I can make some collard greens, but can't sing. You got that right, Shay.
All right, let's see what you got.
Should have brought you home last night. You should have been with me. Should have been right by my side.
Baby!
Oh, if Lord. You care anything for me.
Hey.
That's right. Hey. You better do it, girl.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like that baritone right there.
Don't you do that.
Yeah,
to
boy.
She sounds good.
She do. We got you entry into the grand prize drawing for your shot to get $1,000 in spring cash, all right?
All right, hey.
What station's live, local, and lit?
You know I have 103 jams and that $1,000 Z, baby.
Listen now through April 23rd for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in spring cash.
Stacking money to the ceiling.
From Hot 103.
I got that green.
Pay me too.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.